Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Yay, welcome. It is my enormous pleasure to welcome you on behalf of the Film Studies program at the University of South Carolina to the 5th Orphan Film Symposium. Indeed, it is a really deep, deep pleasure for me and all of my colleagues here working in film and media, as well as for the many students who are who have worked so tirelessly on this symposium. It's a delight for all of us to see you here this morning. We have a very exciting program ahead on the film Orphan Films of Science, Industry, and Education, and we're all really eager to share all of it with such a vibrant group. I know many of you have traveled great distances to South Carolina today, and I do hope that air travel was kind and that the beds at the Hampton Inn were comfortable. Please, of course, if there's anything that we can do to help you in the days ahead, grab a local, grab me, grab a student. We have our wonderful gals at the front who we've had for years. We're here to help, so let us know if you need anything. Another quick hostess note, and I wouldn't be a good Southern hostess if I didn't say, that assuming those of you who need it packed your Claritin, I do hope you get a chance to to enjoy some of the spring that's popping outside, and it's a good reason, I think, to skip the buses if there's not a downpour and take the walk from here to the hotel or from here to dinners. And again, if you need a friendly pointer as to the pretty ways to walk, just grab a local, and I think there's maps in your packet that get you through the Horseshoe, which is quite lovely at this time of year. As we begin the 5th Orphan Film Symposium, it's especially wonderful to see both so many veteran orphanistas in the room, as well as the really hearty injection of fresh blood that we have this time around. For me, I think, and I think for most everyone who's been here before, I think it's this combination of continuity and of continual expansion of the orphans crowd that has come to make this such a special event. And I'm personally genuinely excited about the role that each of you will play in the days ahead, in your talks, in the sharing the eye-popping gems that I know a lot of you have brought with you, and also in the Q&A sessions, which we also value incredibly highly and try to make space for. And some of you know me as the time Nazi, but my real goal is to make space for more conversation and collaboration in the Q&A. So I'll try to hold true to my my role, although my watch broke, but I have a clock phone, so I'll be on it. I want to be brief up here, but I do want to also express our gratitude to the many people at USC who've made it possible for us to host this event. And I should say that I think we're bigger than ever this time, and which is just wonderful, and we're thrilled about that. For starters, I just wanted to particularly note our indebtedness to the Office of the Provost and to the College of Arts and Sciences for their extremely generous support of Orphans 5. And in addition to Provost Becker and Dean Fitzpatrick, who greeted us all last night, I also want to thank the people on their staffs who have worked very supportively of us recently and for years, actually. In particular, Carl Heider, Gordon Bayless, and Thorne Compton. If any of you are here, thank you, or if any of us see them, we are very much grateful to all their support. So welcome, or welcome back, as the case may be. And before welcoming remarks turn me into the Charlie Brown teacher at the front of the room, I want instead to just let the games begin and get to our work and the meat of the stuff and turn you over to my most gentle and most tireless colleague, the one who really brings us all together with orphans on so many levels. Indeed, as I probably say every year, but I have to say it again, if a symposium about orphans can have a father, or at least a benevolent guardian, Dan is certainly it. So please join me in welcoming my very dear friend, Dan Strebel.